This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media Dare Not Report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 30th, 2013. We're in hour two of the broadcast. We're streaming live at thealternativemedia.com. You can watch the broadcast. Also at republicbroadcasting.org. Support republicbroadcasting.org if you can. The work John Stattmiller is doing and the network and the information that they bring to you and the great staff that John has. Support republicbroadcasting.org if you can. And to get us started this hour, you know, it amazes me the information, where you find the information, where you don't see the information posted. Who covers these stories and who don't? You know, I'd said a couple of weeks ago, I thought Darren Weeks was really out front ahead of everybody on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And what a great job he does coming up after me here on Republic Broadcasting. This story is coming in from the dailycaller.com. It's posted on the alternativemedia.com. If you want to read it for yourself, it's the bottom story in red, EPA preparing to unleash a deluge of new regulations. Now listen to this. Happy holidays from the Obama administration. Federal agencies are currently working on rolling out hundreds of environmental regulations, including major regulations that would limit emissions from power plants and expand the agency's authority to bodies of water on private property. Now keep listening. On Tuesday, the White House released its regulatory agenda for the fall of 2013. It lists hundreds of pending energy and environmental regulations being crafted by executive branch agencies, including 134 regulations from the Environmental Protection Agency alone. The EPA is currently crafting 134 major and minor regulations, according to the White House regulatory agency. 76 of the EPA's pending regulations originate from the agency's air and radiation office, including carbon dioxide emissions on power plants. Carbon dioxide limits are a key part of President Barack Obama's climate agenda. The EPA is set to set emission limits that would effectively ban the construction of any new coal-fired power plants unless they use carbon capture and sequestration technology. Next year, the agency will move to limit emissions from existing power plants, which could put more older coal plants out of commission. The proposed standards, if finalized, will establish achievable limits of carbon pollution per megawatt hour for all future units, moving the nation towards a cleaner and more efficient energy future, the agency said in its agenda. In 2014, EPA intends to propose standards of performance for greenhouse gas emissions from existing and modified power plant sources, hundreds of coal plants that have been closed or slated for early retirement due to the EPA regulations, according to the coal industry, they estimate. Already, EPA regulations have contributed to the closure of more than 300 coal units in 33 states, says Laura Sheehan, spokeswoman for American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity. However, the agency isn't working on limiting emissions, isn't just working on limiting emissions from coal plants. The EPA is also working on a rule that would expand the definition of waters of the U.S. under the Clean Water Act to include water on, yes, you guessed it, private property. Republicans have hammered the EPA's draft water rules as the largest expansion of the agency's power in history. The EPA's draft water rule is a massive power grab of private property across the U.S. This could be the largest expansion of the EPA regulatory authority ever, according to Texas Republican Lamar Smith. If the draft rule is approved, and we expect it will be, it would allow the EPA to regulate virtually every body of water in the United States, including private and public lakes, ponds, and streams. The EPA's rule is heavily supported by environmentalists who argue that it's necessary to protecting water quality. Smaller water sources, they argue, eventually affect larger water sources that people use for recreation or their livelihood. It's taking the way the Clean Water Act works back so that it could work the way water works in the real world, Bob Wendelgass, president and CEO of the Clean Water Action, told Fox News. The EPA says the rule is needed to clear up uncertainty left in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court decision on the agency's regulatory authority over bodies of water. So I've not seen this anywhere in the news, but we're set now for the EPA. If you've got property and you've got a little stream running through it, or if you're fortunate enough to have a pond on your land, you may have a pond on your land, but the EPA will actually be in charge of the pond. And I guess, you know, they'll require testing or a license or a permit or definitely an inspection of the water on your property. I mean, property rights, private property rights have been decimated in this country. I mean, look at the way property taxes is regulated on your property. And if anyone in this area has any information about this, I was talking to a friend of mine, and in this area, you're seeing a lot of timber being cut down. I mean, quite a bit, more than the average. And I just attributed that to, well, people, hard times, you know, they're selling their timber to pay their property tax or whatever. But it is being said that at least in the Iredell County area, they are changing the farm taxes and they are raising the taxes if you have timber on your property, saying that your property is more valuable and they need to raise the tax to reflect the timber on the property. Now, I don't have, I've just been told this. I don't have anything to really point to. So if you're in that area and you know anything about that, next hour, feel free to share it with us. Because changes like that, which then people are cutting their timber so they don't have to pay tax on it, that's something new and interesting. But this has been basically unreported as far as I know. I mean, Daily Caller carried it, obviously. But more regulations from Washington. That's what America needs. We need more control, employ more bureaucrats, and limit the rights. Now, I know that some of these things is necessary. I mean, we don't want our water polluted, and we know that there is somewhat a shortage, really, in the whole world of clean water. But this could, you remember back when we were talking about, like, S501, where they wanted to make you buy a license if you sold tomatoes out of the back of your truck or make it illegal to share your tomatoes? This is just more of a land grab, rules and regulations by big, big government. You know, I'm not so much opposed to a government being big if it wasn't that it was bad. in our government, the bigger it gets, the worse it gets. The bigger it gets, the worse it is for middle class America. The bigger it gets, the less freedom we have. And it is big, and it is bad. And this will just be another death knell in freedom. It'll be another death knell in private property rights. It'll be more rules, regulations, inspections, and permits. And that is where they're taking us. Look at every kind of occupation now. You know, if you're a plumber, you have to take continuing education classes, keep your license here. And that's how the government has expanded in so many different ways, and it creates revenue for the government. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Perrin. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Alternative Media Fair. And in the studio, this is Radio for Truthers and for the masses. And wow, we know you're out there that still believe the lie. Our listeners in Texas may know something about this story themselves. This is an interesting story, sad as it is, coming in from RT.com. Texas boy tasered by officer after breaking up school fight remains in a coma. A high school student suffered a brain injury and remains in a medically induced coma after a Texas sheriff's deputy tasered him without cause following a skirmish at a school hallway. The boy's mother claims in court. Maria Acosta has sued the Bastrop County, its school district, and Randy McMillan, a Bastrop County Sheriff's Officer and School Resource Officer, according to the Courthouse News. No Nino, Acosta's son, suffered a severe brain hemorrhage when McMillan tasered him after the boy, known as NN, had intervened to halt a fight between two females at Cedar Creek High School on Wednesday, November 20th. So this was 10 days ago. Acosta claims in a federal lawsuit, "I'm called to the school and they say you have to get to the hospital," Acosta told KXAN last week. "They said your son is alive." I say, "What do you mean he's alive?" Her son stepped in to break up the fight before police could arrive. Acosta says in the suit, McMillan and another security officer arrived to break up the fight upon being called by the school officials. Acosta says her son defused the situation by the time the police arrived on the scene. McMillan told NN to step away, and he did so with his hands raised. But McMillan tasered him nevertheless, Acosta alleges. Immobilized by the taser, NN fell and struck his head on the floor, at which point McMillan handcuffed the unconscious boy, 17 years old. Acosta says school officials initially delayed in calling for medical assistance, even though NN was in an obvious emergency medical situation. Eventually, school officials called for EMS, and NN was airlifted to St. David's Medical Center, where he immediately underwent surgery to repair a severe brain hemorrhage and was placed in a medically induced coma. The lawsuit claims that NN remains in a coma and has not been able to communicate with his family since his hospitalization. The Bastrop County Sheriff's Office says NN made aggressive moves that led to the tasering. Acosta is alleging overreaction and abuse. One student echoed that sentiment to KXAN. "There was a crowd watching, and the kid was just trying to get the officers to listen to him," said the student. "When he shot the taser, there was a crowd, and several people could have been hit." Acosta says the deputy officer was never in harm and that the defendants allowed him to work at Cedar Creek High School even after he tasered another student a year ago. "That history created a foreseeable danger that led to NN's injuries," she said. Now, I thought that was an interesting story. I mean, you go to school, you get involved in trying to break up a fight, you end up tasered and in a coma. Wow, how much things have changed in America just in our high schools. I mean, you know, when you look at this multiculturalism that's rammed down our throat by the television, and then you look at how many people we've got incarcerated in America. I mean, we're 5% of the world's population. We got 25% of the people jailed in the world in America. What does that say about the success of where they have taken us? You know, a friend of mine told me to watch this documentary on the failed war on drugs. And I think it was the house that we live in. And I did not know that crack cocaine carried 100 times the sentence of regular cocaine. I did not know that. That's actually been changed now to 18 times. But the only difference between crack cocaine and regular cocaine is fire, water, and I think vegetable oil. I mean, it's not a big deal, apparently, to move it from one to the other. And, of course, the failed war on drugs has created this massive nonviolent prison population that the taxpayer has to bear the brunt of. And the hypocrisy of all of this is that the very same people, the politicians that claim we've got to build more prisons and we've got to be tough on drugs, they're the very same ones that won't secure the borders, leave us with a borderless country, which, of course, obviously leads to more drugs coming into the country. Or is that what they actually really want? There's got to be something they want when they won't secure the borders, and that's probably just one of the perks. But if you haven't, I'd never heard of that documentary before. It was really interesting, and you know, I'll say it again, whenever the government declares war on anything, you can pick when they declare war on terrorism, you've got more terrorists than you ever knew existed, even though I think the odds are about as great as you drowning in a bucket of water as being killed by terrorists. When they declare war on drugs, they double the marijuana and triple the cocaine. When they declare war on poverty, we've got more poor than we've ever had. So that's just how it works. Coming up next, this is from CBC. Top secret documents retrieved by U.S. whistleblower Edward Snowden show that Prime Minister Stephen Harper's government allowed the largest American spy agency to conduct widespread surveillance in Canada during the 2010 G8 and G20 summits. So here we are, the bastion of freedom, the role model to the world, that we're spying on the G8 and G20 summits. A State Department official said that the United States recognizes the importance of privacy to its citizens and people around the world. Wow, I wish I had that big laugh track so I could push that button. The president had directed a review that looks across the board at our intelligence gathering to ensure that we are properly accounting for both security of our citizens and our allies and the privacy concerns shared by American citizens around the world. I need the laugh tracks. The review is being led by the White House and includes agencies from across the government. So it's like you're going to have the Fox investigate what happened in the hen house. There are also important efforts underway that will enable others to review how we strike the right balance, including the review group on intelligence and communications technology and the privacy and civil liberties oversight board. So a whole bunch of bureaucrats is going to get together, probably, what, take some junket, spend millions, and at the end of the day, it's going to be just like Tex Morris said when his story broke and he was on here. He said, this is just conditioning you to accept this as normal. They will do absolutely nothing about it. In fact, if anything, it'll increase. And that's exactly what's happening. While we're not going to comment publicly on every specific alleged intelligence activity as a matter of policy, we have made clear that the United States gathers foreign intelligence of the type gathered by all nations. The documents are being reported by CBC News. The briefing notes stamped top secret show the U.S. turned its Ottawa embassy into a security command post during a six-day spying operation by the NSA, while U.S. President Barack Obama and 25 other foreign heads of government were on Canadian soil in June of 2010. An NSA briefing note describes the American agency's operational plans at the Toronto summit meeting and notes they were closely coordinated with the Canadian partner. The NSA and its Canadian partner, the Communications Security Establishment Canada, gather foreign intelligence for their respective governments by covertly intercepting phone calls and hacking into computer systems around the world. The secret documents do not reveal the precise targets of such espionage by the NSA during the Toronto summit. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Mayor. Back in moments.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And we're wrapping up this story from CBS. New Snowden documents show the U.S. spied during the G20 in Toronto. The bottom of the article, both the U.S. and Canadian intelligence agencies have been implicated with their British counterpart in hacking the phone calls and emails of foreign politicians and diplomats attending the G20 in London in 2009, a scant few months before the Toronto gathering of the same world leaders. Like I say, you can see it's just like the banking collapse. You know, there's been no one's went to jail for collapsing the economy in 2008 because it was all by design. I mean, you could see it coming. It was all by design. This revelations by Snowden, whether, no matter what you believe about Snowden, whether he's a patriot or this was orchestrated, whatever you believe, it doesn't matter. It's all come out now as to how massive a surveillance system that the United States government has, not just over the people here in America, but the entire world. Something that shows like this and many, many others had been telling people for years, and now it's all come to light, and we're actually, it is just, we're living in 1984, I'll say it once again, because I enjoy saying it, we're living in 1984, with a big splash of the movie Idiocracy and the movie They Live. It's here. And, you know, last week we had some great phone calls talking about JFK, and there was a lot of people on hold didn't get to get on. A lot of email from the broadcast. And this week when we go to the phones next hour, you know, I'd like for everybody to call in. You can discuss these topics or other news and information. I mean, I don't have time to cover it all. I don't know it all. So a lot of times the best information comes from you, the audience. But it amazes me. You know, I know everybody's different and everybody's got different concerns and everybody's got a different take on what the problem is or what the solution should be. Sometimes I think since we disagree about what the problem is, that's why we've got so many different solutions. But I like to listen to a variety of commentary and broadcasters, and really I like to listen to the ones back in time, those that were speaking years ago, like Bill Cooper. But I was listening to a broadcast from 1964, and it really put it into a lot of perspective for me because, you know, after the last selection, the very next broadcast after Obama was elected to the second term, I said, we do not have a voting bloc. We cannot elect a pro-conservative, pro-constitution president that represents people that listen to this kind of broadcast. We don't have the numbers. The people are too divided. They're too liberal. I just don't think that we'll ever see it again. Well, I was listening to a broadcast from 1964, and the gentleman, he put it this way. He was speaking to a large crowd in an auditorium, and he said, I'm gonna draw a line right down the middle here. He's speaking to a white audience. He says, I'm going to draw a line right down the middle, and these people on the left are Republicans, and the people over here on the right, they're Democrats. And he said, when y'all go vote, this vote cancels out that vote, and that vote cancels out that vote. And in the end, very few votes actually make a difference. Well, fast forward to 2012, and they said Obama was elected with 51% of the vote. If you believe that, 1% made the difference. But the moral of the story was that minority blocs don't vote divided. They vote in blocs, so they actually swing the vote in the end. And I found that fascinating to be hearing that from 50 years ago. And then fast forward to today, to where we don't have any representation in Washington, D.C., that is strictly pro-constitution, pro-freedom, pro-small government. We don't have any of that representation, in my opinion. And we're going to just continue to see legislation like this EPA regulations that just stifles freedom, especially for middle class and lower middle class income families. I mean, we are taking the kick to the teeth here in America. All those statistics that I read to you about manufacturing and what's happened in the last decade, and none of this is being turned around. Everything that's happening in Washington, D.C. is just continuing the by-design economic collapse as we see it unfolding. And what furthermore shocks me is, you know, I meet some people that are really upset about it, and they see it, but I meet so many more people that are, well, we're coming out of this thing. I just know it. It's getting better, you know, or we've got to vote these people out, these in 2014 or 2016. The complacency of the people in America, as long as your house isn't being foreclosed on, you seem to be all right with it. That seems to be the mentality in America. As long as I'm squeaking by, I care not what happens to my neighbors or my friends. And it just makes me wonder, you know, we know it's unsustainable. We know it can't continue forever, this massive indebtedness the world trying to move away from the dollar, the continuation of wars of aggression, the unemployment, the masses of poor growing in America. We know it's unsustainable. It can't continue. I mean, they wouldn't even had a TV show like Doomsday Preppers 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Very few back then was doing that because very few felt a need for that, I believe. There's always some, but now you see stores selling this kind of stuff. You see more people preparing for what they see on the horizon. That's why, you know, you've got Republic Broadcasting where you can buy an assortment of these type of products. But it just makes me wonder so much. I wonder, you know, how long will the American people sit back and just allow these more rules and regulations and higher taxes and less representation and less rights and bigger government, government-run health care, the veterans without any of the health care that they were promised or they deserve. You know, it just keeps going full circle. But I guess we're all in it together, and I guess we'll see it unfold as she does. This story coming in from Breitbart: Facebook billionaire founder Mark Zuckerberg has launched a series of new television ads pushing for Congress to pass amnesty. The new ads quote President Barack Obama, White House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, and House Republican John Boehner. The ads obtained by Politico mark a shift in course for the group, Haberman wrote. Its earlier ads aired through FWD.us and its partisan-leaning affiliates sought to persuade with a gentler tone or by offering cover to Senate Republicans who support immigration reform by highlighting conservative message points. The ads also provide reinforcement to Senate Democrats and House Republicans, such as Representative Paul Ryan. The new advertisements is called Why We Wait, Haberman reported, adding that this ad is part of a clear shift in strategy by the Facebook founder to apply pressure on the House GOP, especially with the government shutdown over the legislative calendar coming soon. Haberman reported that there are two different spots, one in English, one in Spanish. They will, she wrote, by part of a week-long six-figure national cable ad buy and part of a longer online web buy. On the need to fix our broken immigration system, there are signs both political parties in Washington get it, the narrator of the English version of the ad says in the voiceover. The ad then cuts to Obama to quote him saying, Washington's lagging behind the country on this. From there, it cuts to Boehner saying, this issue has been around far too long. The narrator jumps back in and says, and yet we wait. Reforming our immigration system would dramatically reduce our nation's debt, grow our economy by 5.4%, and take bold steps to secure the borders, the narrator claims. On this, both parties say, we agree. Wow. And will get me a laugh track. And then quotes Hoyer saying, we are very on this side of the aisle, very, very strongly in favor of moving immigration reform. You know, we wouldn't even need anything done about immigration if it just enforced the laws that's already on the books. Isn't it interesting when you get a billionaire like Zuckerberg, then he's going to use his money to continue multiculturalism here in America? We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-888-8888. 720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studios. Well, next hour, taking your phone calls. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I thought there was an interesting story this week. It was ran several places. Pope Francis has taken aim at capitalism as a new tyranny and is urging world leaders to step up their efforts against poverty and inequality, saying, "Thou shalt not kill the economy." Francis calls on rich people to share their wealth. So, I don't know, does that mean the Vatican Church, which I believe is one of the richest entities in the world, is going to start doling out the cabbage? Can I expect my check to come in the mail? Signed by Pope Francis, the existing financial system that fuels the unequal distribution of wealth and violence must be changed, the Pope warned. How can it be that it is not a news item when an elderly homeless person dies of exposure, but it is news when the stock market loses 2 points? Pope Francis asked an audience at the Vatican. Maybe he needs to look into who owns the media. The global economic crisis, which has gripped much of Europe and America, has the Pope asking how countries can function or realize their full economic potential if they're weighed down by the debts of capitalism. Well, maybe the Pope wants to get on board with us and lead the abolish the Federal Reserve movement. Maybe he could help us organize these movements and shame any of the non-representatives in Washington that don't vote our way. A new tyranny is thus born, invisible and often virtual, which unilaterally and relentlessly imposes its own laws and rules, the 84-page document known as the Apostolic Exhortation said. To all this, we can add widespread corruption and self-serving tax evasion. Well, I have to agree with him on that, which has taken on a worldwide dimension. The thirst for power and possession knows no limits, the Pope's document says. He goes on to explain that in this system, which tends to devour everything which stands in the way of increased profits, whatever is fragile, like the environment, is defenseless before the interest of a defied market, which has become the only rule we live in. Inequality between the rich and the poor has reached a new threshold, and in his apostolic exhortation to mark the end of the year of faith, Pope Francis asked for better politicians to heal the scars that capitalism has made on society. I guess he don't have any problem with communism or socialism or fascism. Just as the commandment, thou shalt not kill, sets a clear limit in order to safeguard the value of human life, today we also have to say, thou shalt not, to an economy of exclusion and inequality, such an economy kills. Francis wrote in the document issued this past Tuesday, I beg the Lord to grant us more politicians who are genuinely disturbed by the state of society, the people, the lives of the poor, Francis wrote. A recent IRS report shows that the wealth of the U.S. richest 1% has grown by 31%, while the rest of the population experienced an income rise of only 1%. The most recent Oxfam data shows that up to 146 million Europeans are at risk of falling into poverty by 2025, and 50 million Americans are currently suffering from severe financial hardship. So, you know, while there's some of this I could agree with and some of it I could not, the Pope is not calling out the real culprits, and for darn sure not going far enough to expose the fact that the economic collapse is by design, and that, you know, they say we live in a democracy, which our forefathers hated as a form of government, but it's really a plutocracy where the richest and the most elite and the corporations, the ones with the money, are the ones that control the government. The story before that about Zuckerberg shows that he's got the money to run television ads. He's got the money to affect elections, to put money behind one sellout trader candidate opposed to the other that enjoys his points of view. Where middle-class America don't have the pockets to affect the change, and that's why the politicians could care less if you send them $20 or 40 faxes when they're owned by the corporations and the big banks. Why don't the Pope come out against usury? Why don't he come out against the worldwide banking system? Why don't he come out against the World Bank and the Federal Reserve and the IMF and the controlled media and expose it for what it really is instead of he's just saying capitalism? But I thought it was interesting anyway that the Pope even wanted to interject himself into that, and he's calling for the rich to give their money to the poor. So lead by example. How about this? This is coming in from RT Business. U.S. Bank customers to pay for deposits if easy money fades away. Would you like to start paying your bank to house your money? Americans may have to start paying to keep money in the bank. Retail banks have warned they might need to start charging customers and companies for deposits If the U.S. Federal Reserve cuts interest rates it pays on bank reserves, the message from the U.S. banks comes as fears grow the Fed could start tapering its $85 billion monthly bond purchases. The Financial Times reports less money injected could mean the U.S. authorities will start using alternative tools to boost the economy, like cutting interest rates. The U.S. Fed took the drastic decision to cut interest rates to near zero to help stabilize the economy after the 2008 financial collapse and following recession. This allowed banks to pay less for the money they borrow. For the past 5 years, the benchmark overnight lending rate between banks have been in the range of 0 to 0.25%. Record low interest rates have helped everyday Americans get back on track after the crisis, making loans for households and small businesses as cheap as ever before. However, for the lenders, cheap loans means lower revenue, which they would need to compensate with something. Big U.S. banks like Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo may try to make up the lost revenue by passing along the burdens to their depositors. Low interest rates and the threat of negative rates would give banks little incentive to hold on to money without an extra benefit like charging a premium. So if you haven't heard it, if it comes true in the future, you heard it here first. Where what will they base that on? They'll charge you a flat fee, or they'll just charge you a fee determined by the amount of money you want to deposit. It sounds to me like people, the mattress is sounding better and better. And they can talk about these low interest rates all they want to. Go down and try to get you a house loan. It doesn't matter what your bank is borrowing the money from the Federal Reserve for. The bank is still going to charge you 4, 5, 6, 7% for that loan. So the bank is profiting the same as it was before, or actually more, because they're getting the money cheaper from the Federal Reserve than ever before. That part's true, but the bank is still charging. The bank's not going to make you a home loan for 2.5%. It's not going to happen. So rest assured, when the bank's making you a loan for 5% or 6%, whatever it is, even if it's 4.5%, whatever it is, it'll be based on your credit and that bank and a lot of variables, but the bank is making money on that loan. Let me tell you why I know that. The bank will not make the loan if they don't make big money. It's just that simple. They're in business, and they make money. So I thought it was interesting. It would be something to see. But, you know, the American people would probably go right along with it. I mean, you're really paying already. I mean, how many people is paying a flat fee on your checking account of $5 a month or something? You're paying for banking. Unless you got a lot of money in the bank, you don't get free banking anymore, and all the fees have went up. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. And I'm going to take phone calls all next hour. If you'd like to go ahead and get in line, call in 1-800-313-9443. You can talk about these topics. If you've got some other news you'd like to share, if you have news about property taxes, Iredell County based on timber, I'd like to hear from that. Go ahead and call in 1-800-313-9443.